Phone Boy Speaks, episode 687, T-Mobile doing it right.
There's a lot of things I like about T-Mobile in the USA. The fact that they are a lot more upfront with their pricing, that that they have much simpler plans. And hey, the international roaming deal is pretty cool too. I like how their CEO actually interacts on social media and actually takes it seriously and gets the right people involved and of course I like the fact that he's a smartass and swears a lot and at least acts like a real human being. And this comes across in a number of ways. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen a lot of his antics, and I know I've talked about him before. But I also like just in general how forthright the company is with the way things are. Right. So they acknowledge that their network does need some work in some areas, and that's and they have actually put in some they've advanced in other ways. For example, the Wi-Fi calling and such. But and they're being honest and saying, look, yeah, our network does have trouble, with long distances and, going through building walls because of the frequencies we use. And so, of course, they're interested in getting some of the low band spectrum, and they're rapidly deploying the low band spectrum that they have in the areas that they have it as quickly as they can. So they're going like gangbusters. And if you look at their numbers, right? I mean, the number of signups that they're getting is phenomenal. I mean, they're despite the fact that they're, if you look at Verizon's, their LTE commercials that they're currently doing right now in the States, they've got, they're saying that they've got, a much bigger LTE network. Well, yeah, that's fine, but, you don't need a network exactly everywhere in the world, everywhere in the country. So if you happen to be, if T-Mobile happens to work for you, then why shouldn't you use them over, maybe Verizon has a better network and they seem to do that. But, they're more upfront. And yes, they engage in social media. In fact, I've got a blog post here from Andy Abramson, whom I haven't referenced in a while, but he's I've known him from PR and Voice over IP and that kind of stuff. And so this is it's nice to see him take on T-Mobile and actually get a positive result and of course write about it and show that T-Mobile is doing the right things when there are problems they own up to them and actually fix them. And there's one other thing that they're doing too that they didn't have to do because ultimately T-Mobile is going to phase out a lot of the 2G stuff. They're trying to really reduce the 2G footprint and turn things that were previously running a GSM and Edge and turn them into 4G LTE. So that things are faster, but they're also, upgrading the encryption that's used on some parts of their network for the 2G stuff so that it's a little bit easier or it's a little bit harder to eavesdrop because, as you may or may not know, cell phones are theoretically encrypted. But at some point, of course, they have to be decrypted, but it's very possible to break that encryption or sniff it out because the GSM encryption was designed, more than a decade ago when phones didn't have much computing horsepower. And so now they're using, they can upgrade to, encryption algorithms that are a bit more resilient to those kinds of attacks. And as a result, of course, their calls are more secure. So this is, this is kind of things that T-Mobile is doing. And, they don't have to do that, but they are. And I like that they're, again, looking out for, people that use their network. And as much as I wish I could get my corporate number on T-Mobile, I like what I like what they're doing, and of course I use them for the family phone lines they certainly use it, and so I certainly have no problem giving T-Mobile my money because they seem to do right by their customers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.